Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for being with us again this week. We are always grateful, always thankful to have you guys in here. We are back with the final episode of Decolonize Your Teaching series for this month. So that is exciting. How are you? Hey, Kirsten, good morning. How you doing, Nicole?
Living my best life.
Ooh, is that smoothie bowl number two for the week? Girl, okay. You better get it. I love that.
Yes. So, I'm excited for content today because, you know, just having a couple days away from the 9 to 5.
Yeah.
I'm ready to jump into my DYT, so I'm on board.
Nice. I have been working. And I'm so excited because there is a whole brand new look to the course, and the course is now up on a new platform. You guys are going to be so excited to see. I kind of want to show you guys a little. Can I show y'all a little sneak peek real quick?
Yes! I know we want to.
Okay, let me see if y'all can see it. So there's breakdown of all of the modules. You guys are getting bonus modules in this one. So you're going to be getting some teaching online stuff. You're going to be getting some resources. You're going to be getting some additional support after the program. You're getting all kinds of goodies. Yes, y'all. It's about to go down. So I'm really excited to share this with you guys. And guess what? It is dropping real soon. So
excited.
Mm-hmm. Cause y'all, this is next level. Like this new platform is amazing. You guys are gonna love it. There's so much more. Everything is just very cohesive and fluid. The content will be dripped out week by week. So you all will be on your own on schedule. The calls to attend, the Zoom links are all in there. Like, literally everything is in there. It's almost ready to launch. So very, very
proud mommy right now.
Oh,
that smile is like,
yo,
proud mommy. It's like, wait till you see her.
Oh my God, wait till you see. And I'm extremely excited to announce, and you get to hear it here first, that for this round, for the first time ever, I'm offering a VIP mentee opportunity. Which means that not only do you get access to everything that's in the course, but you also are going to get a chance for me to design your brand, design your website, and have 6 private one-on-one consultations with me every week. So, y'all, it's about to go down.
I don't really think. Can you say it slowly?
Yeah. So, for the first time ever, not only do you get everything that's in the DYT program as it is already with the additional bonuses that are in there, you'll get the Canva Masterclass. You're also going to get, for the VIP mentees, which I'm only taking 3, you're going to get 6 private one-on-one hour consultations with me. So we'll build the strategy. We'll work together to move you forward through the program. You're also going to get a chance for me to design your branding and your website.
Someone's asking photos too.
Photos too, meaning, let me know what you mean by that. You will definitely be getting guidance from me on how to maximize your photo shoots, and get a lot out of that. So that will definitely be there. I won't physically be taking the photos. But you're going to get it. You're going to get so much, you guys.
You
like,
what you got up in the cabinets? That's amazing.
Yoga photos for events? I'm not quite sure what you mean. But yes, y'all, it's about to go down. I'm so excited, and it is dropping within the next few days. So the enrollment is open this time. So we'll have open enrollment through the 15th. VIP mentees will need to apply. But outside of that, it's open, it's ready. You're going to get instant access to the course and get to, you know, pre-start, you know, get your prerequisite things going before the actual course opens up on June 1st. So we are really just a month away from the next program. I'm so excited, you guys. So I just had to put that out there. Okay.
I mean, wow. All I have to say is, wow. Like, whatever y'all got to do, whatever you got to do, I will do that.
Yes.
I mean, as I'm watching and listening to the evolution and the progression, I mean, it's really that coaching, right? That one, mm-hmm. If you do this and really positioning yourself more as an expert in that aspect. So, I'm just proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you for being like, yes, this is what I do. Yes, yes, yes. I can take you from here to here, and then we impact more people.
Right.
So just to see your stepping into like full on like expert, like this is what I do.
Thank you. Oh, it feels really good. I mean, at this point, we graduated 20 women of color worldwide. So, it's been an amazing progress. All of the people who go through the mentor program will be able to have exclusive access to teach for our online studio, for our wellness workshops. So there's so much continued support beyond the program. It is really, really exciting, y'all, to share with you guys what's coming up. And I can't wait for you guys to see it. Like, I can't wait to put the link up and, like, tell y'all, go look. Go make it happen. Go get in there. So there's going to be monthly payment options as well as the paid in full option, which will give you more bonuses. And then you have the VIP mentee option this round as well. So lots of different tiers this time to enter. And I'm just excited, y'all. So, yes, this month we have been talking a little bit. Hey, Whitney. This month we have been talking a little bit about each piece of the program. So we started talking about clarity, which was an incredible call, a 2-hour podcast episode, actually. The second week we talked about observing, listening, tuning in to self, and kind of putting on the blinder so we can have our own direction. Last week we talked about creating, so the branding piece. And this week we're talking about community building and collaboration, which I'm excited about. Before we go into that, though, a couple of questions. Is it on Teachable? It's not on Teachable. It's another platform that houses courses, but you won't need to. I don't know that you have to add the app, but you'll have a dashboard where you can log in, and everything, all your course materials will be in there. So you'll need to have a username and a login, all that jazz, once you get signed up, and then you'll have access to everything in the course. As far as the list of photographers, I am not providing a list of photographers, but I do have tips on how you can choose the right photographer and how to make the most out of your, photo shoots, whether you're shooting for your website or whatever. So those tips will be available, in the VIP mentee area. Okay. Now, let's go ahead and get into it. Now, y'all, my phone has been tripping, so I'm on 26%, and I don't know how it's going to look like, but here we are, so let's just get into it. So, community building. Nicole, what do you think of when you think of, like, community building?
Well, first thing that comes to my mind when I hear community building is like-minded. So community to me means either there's a common interest, like community, common interest, ooh. There's a common goal, there's a, you know, where some talks about a quote, but that's going to be on the website, right?
Yes, all of that information will be on the website. There's, again, like I said, there's monthly payment options and a paid in full option. It's all going to be there. You're going to see everything in there once it launches, and you will have that information very, very, very soon.
She's like,
very, very soon. Yeah.
Smile. Wow.
Yo, because like I can't even explain. Like, I've been working on this the last 3 days nonstop.
Take a moment. Your smile is like, woo.
Because, you know, like, this is round 4. You know, everything has been upgraded and improved. The entire over 70 pages of workbook, of presentation, of modules, has totally been rebranded and clean and like super clean and fresh. I've broken everything down lesson by lesson. It's just like coming into it's like what I would really want it to look and be like. So, you know.
If you want to know what alignment looks like when you talk about the big eye, with everything, that's what Angie looks like right now in this moment.
Oh my gosh. Girl, yes. Thank you. I'm
really emotional. I'm feeling it. You're radiating. Like, and you know, we have to take a moment to be proud of ourselves. I think we do it in private. I think we don't really like do it standing in front of anybody, but you are beaming with pride and like I stuck with it. And I mean, you are lined up. You look radiant. You look beautiful. And you're talking about how beautiful it looks, but it's a reflection of you.
Aw, Nicole.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
We're having a moment because you just, you are just, that's fire.
I can't wipe it off.
Mm-hmm. You're proud of this.
I really am. I really am, you guys. I really am proud of this. And I know what it has the power to do for you. We're going back to focusing specifically on yoga teachers. So that's also really, really exciting because that's really where my heart is. It's with all of you yoga teachers. And I know what you're going through. I know what your struggles are. And I know what it's going to take for you to build your business online, especially in this time. So I know the power of the community you're going to have. I know the power of what you're going to learn in this program. I know how difficult it can be to journey alone and that this is an opportunity for you not to go alone, for you to go with someone who can walk with you and hold your hand with you and have a community of women of color all over the world. I mean, we've had graduates from Canada, from France, from literally all over the United States. So it is just such an honor. And to bring this information forward and to share it with you guys, because when I think of community, I think of sharing resources. I think of sharing. I think of supporting one another. And this is what this program is all about. It's about sharing the knowledge and the tools, everything that I've learned to get here. It's about supporting one another, rooting for each other, and helping each other get to where we want to go and really building, creating the opportunity to live life on our own terms. And, you know, I talk about the economic freedom and finding the way to allow your passion to really be able to pay for the life that you want to live, you know, and to do it in a way that's ethical and that doesn't compromise your authenticity or your morals. And where you're doing it from an authentic place, where you're really out here trying to help and support your community and using your offerings and your unique talents and skills to be able to bring all that forward. So I'm excited about it because I know what it has the possibility to do. And that I know, and I see the bigger picture of you graduate the program. Great. And then now, you know, you have the opportunity to collaborate and teach with Afro Yoga. You have me always in your corner, rooting for you, sliding in your DMs, letting you know what's good. You know, like it doesn't end at the end of the program. And that's what I always tell my mentees, you know, because everyone's always sad at the end, but it's like, it's not over. Like, I'm still going to be sliding your DMs. Like, yes, girl, you killed this graphic or, you know, and I do, and they know this. And so it's just a blessing. And I feel really proud and I feel really honored to be able to bring this work. All the information will be posted through stories and on our Instagram and in our link in bio when the time comes in the next few days. So stay tuned. It is coming soon. Yes.
Beautiful. Yes. I mean, and I guess that's what we're talking. What you just said is the summation.
Yeah.
Community and collaboration.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the essence. I feel like your smile is the essence of community and collaboration. Mm-hmm. We see each other, we share each other's story. And I'm a big believer that therapy really at the end of the day is sharing.
Yes.
You know, some of the best therapy is that I'm sharing.
Yeah.
I'm able to share and I'm seeing, heard, and cared about. So, kudos. I'm excited to see it. But yes, I just want to take a time out to just acknowledge you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you, Whitney. I appreciate you. I appreciate all of you. And I'm so grateful that you're here. because, you know, Afro Yoga wouldn't be what it is without you. And that's the real deal. You know, if you don't show up, I'm just here doing it, talking to nobody. But but you are the ones that build and make up this community. And I'm just so grateful for seriously each and every one of you being here. Girl, Sharon is Karen. Okay. Nothing corny about that. It is Karen. It shows that you care. When you share, it does show that you care. And I think that it's important for us as we talk about community to recognize that we are just every single one of us, you know, we are messengers of some sort. We are bringing something through. There's something that is coming through us to the world, through our gifts, through our talents. You know, Nicole, I've seen you in action in a room and just like no spirit is moving through you. And just like the way that you just know what to say to every single person in the room, it's remarkable to watch. And you feel so lifted. You feel that high. And I think that that's when you know that it's flowing through and that you're in what you call that alignment, because you are in your essence. Like you are in the thing that lights you up. And every single one of us, every single one of you on this call has yes. that thing. It's just that sometimes we get distracted or detoured or just lose sight of what has always been there. And it's there's always that opportunity to go back and to reclaim and to step in and to allow yourself to be a vessel, because everybody has something that somebody needs in the world, you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Angie, you're so dope. You push me to keep moving on this amazing journey. Yes, girl. Yes. And kudos to you, you know, like there's always a catalyst and someone who supports or who like, in, you know, like inspires, but at the end of the day, it's the individual who does the work. So just acknowledge yourself, like other people may inspire us, but at the end of the day, we are the ones that choose to do the work. And so we have to definitely, you know, give ourselves a little pat on the back and a little love to be like, yes, girl, you did that. You stayed on that path. You know, whatever it was that you chose to do and you committed, you know, to doing for yourself, for your betterment. So shout out to Brown Sugar Chick _ Yoga.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes. We just have to have a little itty bitty church.
We need to have a wellness church moment.
Yeah, just a moment. Just so, because that's, you know, we're not going to slide by that. It's great. I'm going to watch it. No.
Yo, my phone.
That is, you know, that's a labor of love.
It is.
I thought about it. I tweaked it. I took in feedback. And, you know, the thing about sharing, what I love about sharing and community is that it erodes that feeling of being alone.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because when you feel alone and you feel like you're the only person going through something, that's hard. So,
yeah.
You know, the beauty of sharing and community is that you start to see like, oh, okay, like I'm not the only one. Are you getting inspired? Okay, somebody else is going through this too.
Yes.
So somebody else has gone through this. And it doesn't have to be the exact same thing. The essence of hurt is hurt. So when we start sharing, then we start understanding that, oh, okay, somebody else has gotten through this as well. Somebody else has, you know, created a course out of their pain points. Somebody else is sharing in a way that says, right where I'm sitting, right where I'm standing, I can do it too.
That's right. Come on, Nicole. Yes.
But you know, that's what we do. That's, y'all are just, we're all just reflections of each other. So.
We are.
I mean, your smile is our smile.
Oh. You know what
I mean? Because at the end of the day, you give so much, you know. So I just, you are big on like, oh, girl, you gotta give us to school. But no, on this call, on this day, on this live, we're gonna recognize you, Miss Angie.
Oh.
We're gonna recognize the work you've been putting in. We're gonna recognize the passion you have for us as women of color. And we're gonna acknowledge that smile, because that, I mean, baby.
girl, y'all gonna make me. You know my period coming soon. I'm about to cry at some time during this call.
Girl, you know my period. You know that's why I'm giving it all up. I'm already. I got chicken skin. Smile. It's your smile. Yes, we gonna tell her. We gonna tell her today. We gonna tell her.
Aw, y'all are too sweet.
Yes.
Y'all are too sweet.
I'm out here in California, in Sacramento with Auntie. So somebody asked
where Whitney. Whitney, remind me where you're based out of. I feel like you're on the East Coast or Midwest area. Nicole, can you call me in the morning to just amp me up? Okay. Look, when I first, hold on.
I dealt a lot of heavy shit, but I'm a Scorpio and I love it. It's okay, but I've learned how to discharge it. So yes, I understand that right now we do need to amp up, and I'm so tired of these. If someone quotes Brene Brown to me one more time, I'm gonna choke somebody. I can't with it. So yes, it's coming. It's coming. We're gonna lift ourselves up. We're gonna get it.
Yes, we are. And I'm just so sad because my phone won't charge and like it's not a vibe. It's been tripping for like a whole week and I gotta unplug it and plug it in a million times until it plugs back in. So I'm kinda like tripping right now. But in any case, we'll see. Well, it'll do what it do. Thank you, Nicole. I just greatly appreciate it. And I remember specifically back in when I first called the meeting and you came in, and one of the notes that I have about you is that you said that you were a cheerleader.
Yeah.
And that has not changed. Like, that is so absolutely who you are, and I'm so grateful for you.
I'm an athlete in school, y'all. I do stuff after cheerleaders. Sorry.
You ain't right. You ain't right.
But yes, I am. I am definitely a cheerleader because, you know, sometimes you just need a little like, oh, I am doing it. Even when you feel like you're not doing it. Yeah, we all need cheerleaders. We do. And sometimes the voices in our head, they're just not nice to us.
Girl.
So sometimes you need somebody on the outside who's loud, like me,
to overshadow it.
to go above those voices in your head.
Girl, and I'm so grateful for you because Lord knows, and everybody always tells me, like, do you realize, like, what you're doing? Like, do you really see it? And I'm just like, yeah, it's cool. It's chill. Like, we're just out here doing what we do. But I appreciate, you know, the let's really stop and celebrate it because I don't really do that much. You know, I'm always thinking about what I got to do next.
Next. Yeah. But that smile, that was not. We're not going to acknowledge that smile. You are like, baby.
Girl, I don't have no choice but to.
I love it.
I don't have a choice but to.
That's all it. That's when you gave it all you got and it came out the way you wanted.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. And I'm just so grateful. I'm sorry I'm over here acting a fool, y'all, because this charger is not letting me be great.
No, we're gonna dress that charger.
I knew I should have bought a new one already. My ass.
And I'll say, because you know Angie ain't gonna say it.
What?
She is profusely saying we. And she always saying we. And you know who she referring to? Her, herself, and I. That is the we behind Afro Yoga. I'm gonna say it today. Angie is always saying we, and I'll just be like, where they at? Who is woman? It is all Angie. Every graphic, every text, every idea. It's her. And don't let her fool you. It's all Angie. But she says we over here. And I understand she takes our energy. She gets inspired from us. But it's all her. That ain't nobody else, y'all. It's her. She go, you gonna let this be done. You gonna get to that.
Woo. Oh my God.
Ain't nobody else. You ain't doing that today. Ain't nobody else. Damn it.
I have such a hard time saying I. Like, I really do. And I don't even know why. Yeah, Hype Woman of the Year.
She's the whole team.
Honestly, like, you're not lying. It's just, I have, like, I literally will go to write a cap. Yeah.
I'm not. Thank you. Thank you. See what she did there? She took it in a little bit. You're not lying. I'm not.
You're not. You're not. But, like, literally every time I go to write I in a caption, I'm like, nah, that don't feel right. I don't know, man. It just, I don't know. Like, I also think that part of that is just, like, knowing that the guidance that I have around me, even though it's not, like, it's spiritual guidance, it's my spirit guides, is I have a team around me, even though I can't necessarily see them. And so I feel like it would be unfair for me to try to take all the credit when I know that the inspiration that comes through is not always of me. So I think for me, when I say we, I just know I'm just acknowledging and giving respect to what is unseen around me that is divine inspiration that flows through, and just acknowledging and paying homage to that, because I know it's not me alone. I could never do it alone. And also because you all fuel me, you know, to continue. So without you being present, without you showing up, without you being involved, there is no me. There is no Afro yoga. So it is a we thing. And this goes back to that idea of community. It's a we thing still. And I realize that I'm the one doing all the heavy lifting. However, it means nothing if you don't show up. It means nothing if you don't listen to the podcast. It means nothing if you don't become a member of the online studio. It means nothing if you don't, you know, DM me to let me know, like, yo, this is amazing, or thank you so much. None of it means anything if you don't show up and be a part of it. So it is a we to me. But yeah, I ain't gonna lie. A motherfucker be in here working though, okay? I ain't gonna lie. So, oh, I'm so glad. Yes, Tiff, thank you for being here. You can listen and catch up with the rest of the episode on the Afro Yoga podcast when you're ready.
Yes, have a good day.
Yes, have a great day. But yeah, you know, I think that that's part of the reason why, you know, and I'm just not going to be the one to stand up and beat my chest. Like, I'm just not going to be that one.
I'm just going to shower you with that for a moment because I understand that you and I know, and everybody who's on this call, we all understand the we, but baby, the work, that's you.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. Sometimes I think about all the stuff I've done and I'm like, wow, did I really do all that shit? Like, how am I not wrinkled up with gray hairs and like constantly have fallen out?
That smile. Because when you do your work in alignment, then that smile comes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you would be old and gray and stuff if you work in a 9-to-5 that you don't.
Right.
It's not in alignment with.
Right.
You. So, I mean, really and truthfully, I just wanted to take a moment and acknowledge that that smile comes from what the work that you did. I understand where inspiration comes from.
Mm.
But the work that you're doing, that's you.
Thank you.
That's you.
Thank you. I receive it.
Thank you.
I receive it. I receive it. Ha! Wow, I didn't realize that this is where this was going to go, but thank you. So in just speaking to community, and again, my phone may cut off at any time. I will attempt to come back on, as soon as I can, but just letting you guys know if it cuts off that that's what happened. Ricky says you're doing what you're being called to do, so it won't ever wear you down because it's authentic. Absolutely. I show up as myself every day and I'm so grateful that I get to do that and, you know, pull from the authentic gifts that I've been given to be able to create and design and have ideas and execute them and all of the things, you know, that that I know that I'm talented in to be able to really bring those things forward to share with others. So it does definitely feel good. So yeah, you know, I think that one of the reasons why, just kind of moving back to this decolonizer your teaching and the mentorship aspect and what I teach in the program in relation to this module is a lot about collaboration and a lot about being of service, right? So when I think about how Afro yoga started and the mindset that I had coming in was all about, well, I want to do something for my community, for my people, what is it that I can do? And so I started teaching yoga classes in the park. And from that first day, we talk about it often, from that first day of seeing 60 women show up to class was just incredible. And I knew that I had to continue. I knew that this was a service, this is a community that needed to be served, and that this particular offering was really important for them. So when you think about building community, I feel, and just building a brand or a business in general, to me, the forefront of that should always be, how can I be of service, right? Like, how can I serve the people that that are here, you know, or that I want to be here? And that's really important, because one of my big things is that I think that part of the reason that I've been able to be so successful, especially in such a short amount of time, is because I've never put profit over people. I have always put people in front of everything, put my community in front of everything. Thus the proverbial we, right? Like, it's always about us and the community and the people first and foremost, always. And then just thinking around different ways that I can serve and use my offerings to support them. And then ensuring over time that there's a variety of ways that they can enter into those offerings and a variety of price points. Now, for hella long, and y'all may or may not know this, I was working, when I first was starting teaching, like when I got back to the States, I was teaching at Sac State at their fitness center. I was teaching at this other place. I was driving Lyft. I was trying to get a serving job. So I was hustling for a good minute. And then after a time, I stopped driving Lyft, but I was working almost full, like 3 or 4 nights a week at a sushi restaurant, serving as a waitress. I was launching and building Afro Yoga. I started my design business. So I started to design for people because they liked my designs and they started asking me to design for them. And I was still teaching classes here and there. So I was doing all of that for a while, okay, for like 2 years. Before I decided to finally say, and coming up May 31st is my year anniversary of having left my serving job, which I cannot believe. And I have not looked back, y'all. Like, entrepreneurship is definitely for me, and I'm so grateful. But yeah, you know, like, always putting the people ahead and then having other supplemental income to allow me to really build it authentically and not have to pressure the people that I'm serving to pay me for this or pay me for that, right? Like, when you have an income and a base, then you can build your platform more authentically and more like with time and with a lot of care, because it's okay if it's donation-based classes because you have income coming from somewhere else, right? So I think it's really important. And we've talked about multiple streams of income before, but just like to have something that you do that's parallel or similar or just different price points, you know, for different stuff, where there's donation-based classes, but there's, you know, a mentorship program, right? And then there's retreats. And so there's different tiers, and that will build over time. But the beautiful thing and the great thing that comes with having that supplemental income is that it really allows you to build your community authentically and take your time with it and be really genuine and intentional without rushing that process, you know?
Yeah, are doing what's trending versus doing what you are, you know, what you receive.
Absolutely, like jumping on the bandwagon, or you know, everybody's doing this, so I got to do this too. It's like, no, you got to pause, and you know, we always talk about that alignment and connecting with self. What is the inspiration? What is the vision that has been given to you?
Yes.
And then, what are the steps that you need to take in order to see that vision come to life? And that's truly what I did. Like, I had complete blinders on for so long. I didn't care what anybody else was doing. I wasn't paying attention to what anybody else was doing. I was doing what I was being inspired to do. And then I just would go do it. And then later over time, as I started to see, oh, people were like, oh, you should check out so-and-so, or they're doing similar work, or this or that. Hey, Sarah, welcome. Then when I started to tune into what other people are doing, it made me second guess myself, and it made me start to compare and then start to think, well, maybe I should shift this or shift that. And that's what you want to stay away from, because that is going to dim to like not allow your stuff to come through, you know, the way that it really should, because now you're trying to make it into something that was not your vision, you know, that was their vision. So
your community over time has informed you, right?
Right.
And your community will say, oh, it'd be really nice, da 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 da. Oh, and when it comes from your community, then that also helps inform like next what they're wanting, what they're needing.
Absolutely. You'll hear, people will tell you. And that's a big thing when you're talking about community. My spiritual teacher, Wes, used to always say that real power is in empowering others. You know, yes. Real power is in empowering others. And so when you can help somebody else see or find their power, right, then that's when you're in your power as well. So to figure out what is needed and to really be humble and to listen to what people are telling you, what people are saying that they need or that they want, and sometimes be willing to put aside what your vision is. So like, if I go into a yoga class, I'm getting ready to go teach a class, and I have an idea in mind of what I want to teach, but I get there and I see that they need something different, I would empower them by meeting them where they are versus trying to bring them where I am. And so that's where I mean that sometimes you have to say, well, you know what? Fuck what I had in mind. You know what I'm saying? That erase, gone, goodbye. What do they need? What do these people need that are here in front of me? And that is going to just help you build more loyalty in your community, because people are going to realize and see that you're able to meet them where they are. And there's nothing more beautiful than feeling seen and heard and felt, right?
Yes. That's everything.
I'm seeing a question in here. I'm trying to see if I can. Okay, I need your help. This is all new to me. Yeah, so again, everything is coming in the mentorship program. The details will be in there very soon. Stay tuned. Hang tight. It's coming. Take a deep breath. It's on its way. So yeah, you know, And I get that, you know, it can be overwhelming and there is a lot to think about. And that's why being able to go through step by step and really figure this out in terms of, well, how do I build my yoga business, you know, in a strategic way? Because that piece of teacher training, yoga teacher training, is just missing and really lacking and not present. And so this program was really, created out of the understanding of that gap and wanting to fill it, you know, specifically with the lens of POC, women of color, people of color. Because I understand, I get it, you know?
Yeah, and creating more community.
Mm-hmm. And continuing to create more community. Exactly. Because what happens now is, you're in a cohort with other women of color, other people of color. You can now get to collaborate and do things with them, and you have links, and you have people supporting you and rooting you on, and you know, commenting on your posts, and just like, there, you never know when might be the opportunity where you get to collaborate, or where that person might be, or what that person could invite you to. It's like building that network. And so that's another really beautiful piece of all of this, not only for the yoga teachers, but for the students as well. That sense of like camaraderie and like, we're all here, like with each other, rocking with each other, right?
And if one wins, we all win. So it becomes, we talk about the proverbial we, but you are now part of that. So it is we. We are out here doing things. We. So yes.
That's right. Absolutely. When one of us wins, we all win. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Y'all have questions, comments before my phone dies? I'm on 5%, so we probably got just a couple more minutes. But let me know if you guys have questions in relation to community building, and I can answer a couple before we hop off, or before we get kicked off. Let me know.
But, you know, I know you talk about community building, but like briefly, because we do always talk about takeaways and things to do. When you are thinking about approaching, what are your things that you're thinking about? Are you thinking about agenda, goal, future? How far ahead do you think about working with somebody? Is it just for right now?
In terms of building community, I think that the first thing that people need to do is to acknowledge and connect with people that are already there. So when we're talking about, for example, a platform like Instagram, right? Everybody's always worried about new followers and getting more followers. But what about the community that has already signed up and tapped in and showed up for you? How are you continuing to serve them? And do they just become like, oh, you know, whatever, because you're just worried about the new people that are coming in? So I'll give you guys a pro tip. I highly recommend that you take some time to connect with, DM, or go comment on, you know, authentically comment on some of the pictures and things that people are posting that are in your community and build relationships. It's called social media. Social. It's intended for you to be social. You can't just expect to show up, post whatever you want to post, and that people are going to be like all about it. It doesn't work like that. You have to engage. And it's like imagining that you go show up at like your, that you go show up somewhere where there's a bunch of vendors, and that you go there and you take your stuff and you just stand there. You know, like you don't talk to any of the other vendors. You don't talk to any of the customers. Like you wouldn't do that in real life. So why would you do that on social, right? If people are coming up to your table and asking and saying, yeah, I want more information about this, and you, you know, you're not interacting with them, what do you expect? You have to be willing to take the time. And so it takes a lot more work and energy than people think sometimes. And you have to be just willing to do that work. You have to want to do that. You have to want to connect with your community. You know, you have to want to take the time to message them, to comment, to see what they're up to, because that's also going to inform you on what it is that they're up to, what it is that they need, what it is that they're looking for. So, good morning, Ladybug. So, you know, that's really important, is taking care and serving the community that has already shown up for you and said that they're interested in what you have to say and what you have to offer, first and foremost. And then I think from there, then you can really start to think about, okay, well, who can I collaborate with, right? Collaboration, like you said, is the second pillar, and a huge part of community building is collaboration. Well, who can I work with that's in a similar field or similar line of work that we complement each other, right? Like me and Nicole, yoga teacher, mental health therapist. It's such a beautiful, perfect combination. It's complementary. And together we're able to add so much more value to the same group of people. So we have a similar intended audience. We have a similar goal of wellness, right? We want people to be well. We want people to have agency over themselves and to have tools to manage their lives, their everything. For whether it's yoga, meditation, or just like having better control or management of your emotion and thoughts. So all of that goes together. So it's a perfect combination, a perfect collaboration. So I encourage you to be thinking about the same thing. Well, what kind of offerings can you create in collaboration? And it always surprises me how unwilling or how like it doesn't cross people's minds to just ask.
Right.
All you have to do is ask, you know, and you can't get a yes to stuff that you don't ask for, you know, but you will get for sure a no because you haven't even asked. So, you know, I think it's really important to also be thinking about, well, who's out there that I can connect and collab with, who's aligned with my vision and who is serving the same population. Let's work together. And the beauty of that is that now you get introduced to their audience, they get introduced to your audience, you're able to expand your brand reach, and at the same time, you're offering more value not only to your community, but to their community by working together. So together is always stronger, in my opinion. Hey, Alicia girl. That piece is very important. Did that answer the question for you?
Yes. And you know, as we're talking, just while we're on here, and we are talking about women of color and community collaboration, you know, how do you handle when you'll get other people who want to collaborate with you, but it is different audiences?
Yeah.
It is, you know, not aligned. How do you maintain the relationship?
Yeah.
I
love that. Yeah. So I've been having to do that a lot lately because now with everything going online, a lot of people are asking me to participate in different things and I just don't have the bandwidth. So that's kind of what I say is like, hey, you know, thank you for reaching out. Always be grateful because they could have reached out to anybody, but they chose to reach out to you. I always say thank you for thinking of me, or thank you so much for wanting to include me in this. This sounds amazing. The work you're doing is, you know, looks really awesome. unfortunately, I just don't have the bandwidth for it at this time, but I wish you nothing but success. And maybe in the future, there's an opportunity for us to collaborate together. So just leaving the door open, but letting it be known that, hey, you know, I'm just not in the space right now for this. And if it's something that, you know, straight up is just not in alignment, like not now, not never, then it's just a matter of like, hey, you know, this looks really, really awesome. This is, you know, a little bit out of the scope of what I usually, you know, or you could say something like, you know, at the moment, this isn't in alignment with the goals we have for this year, or just with our, you know, with our ethos, or, you know, this just isn't in alignment at the moment, and we wish you nothing but success, but I don't think that this collaboration makes sense right now. So, you know, just make it a soft, nice no, you know what I mean? Because you just never know, and people change and move jobs, and you never know who was representing who, and so you just want to leave yourself open for the possibilities. I'm going to try to plug this in one more time. But yeah, you know.
Especially as we're talking about decolonizing your teaching, you know, we're talking about creating community collaboration.
Here we go. Apologies for the abrupt ending to this podcast episode. We hope that you still got so much out of it and look forward to seeing you in the coming episodes. Much love and good vibes. Angie and Nicole.